First news this evening. People with minor injuries could face longer wait times in EDs this weekend. The HSE is urging patients to consider alternative care options before heading to emergency departments over the bank holiday. It's reminding people to contact their local GPs, pharmacies, injury units or out of hours GP services. National Director of HSE Access and Integration, Grace Rothwell, says hospitals are still prepared for a busy few days.
We're using the Patrick's weekend most recently as the baseline now moving forward for how we ensure appropriate levels of staffing. A serious amount of local, regional and national planning has gone into enabling good patient flow over the weekend, and we're asking the general public just to consider before you come to the emergency department, is there an alternative?
A major power outage has been affecting parts of Letterkenny today. At its peak, around lunchtime, 1,000 properties across the town were without power. ESB crews have been working to restore power, with just 73 homes currently impacted in the Ballyrane area. It's estimated the power will be restored to all areas shortly. Meanwhile, several sets of traffic lights are out of action in Letterkenny today. The lights at Port Road, Justice Walsh Road, High Road and Main Street are currently not working. Motorists are advised to proceed with caution and to be courteous to other drivers. Donegal County Council has warned that the lights may not be operational again until at least Tuesday if repairs require parts to be ordered. There are renewed calls for mental health supports to be put in place to support defective block homeowners. It follows recent research published by Ulster University, which laid bare the stark impact the crisis is having on affected homeowners. 30% of people who took part in the survey were found to be suffering from severe depression, while a third said they had suicidal thoughts. Councillor Joy Beard has called on Donegal County Council to write to the Health Minister seeking a meeting to discuss targeted mental health interventions for defective block homeowners. She says while people's homes are crumbling around them, so too is their health.
I've been highlighting this for a very long time now, Michaela. As this crisis deepens, we have to face it. It is a humanitarian crisis. There's very little supports in place for people struggling with their mental health. I don't mind putting it out there that I struggled myself when I initially had my house diagnosed. But families are under severe pressure to find somewhere to live, finance the rebuilds, and the pressure is just mounting and mounting and mounting, and very, very little help support coming through, you know. So that's why I'm calling on the Minister of Health to come up here, talk to the people herself, but more importantly, get supports in place for these people. We also saw the Ulster University's results from their research, and I think those results were extremely worrying, though I would say not surprising. You know, I've been speaking to people on a regular basis who just are not coping with this. They want to keep their family safe and they feel they're failing to do that. So we need to get the minister up here to speak to people to realise the enormity of this humanitarian crisis unfolding.
And you said this isn't the first time you've raised this. Has there been any movement at all?
Nothing. I've written to every minister, actually, just not the health minister, highlighting this humanitarian crisis here. We can't get even the housing minister down here to speak to us. You know, this is the biggest crisis in Europe for housing, and yet the housing minister has not ventured near us, has not even corresponded with us. So what does that tell you about how he wants to help the people in Donegal that are suffering here by not making any appearance here or reaching out to see what solutions can be found to help these people?
The US Vice President says he's confident an agreement can be reached to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. The comments from J.D. Vance counter those of the Secretary of State, who suggested America could walk away if there was no progress in talks. It comes as the United States and Ukraine move closer to finalising a deal on minerals. A memorandum of intent has been signed, with Donald Trump suggesting a minerals deal could be agreed next week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there needs to be signs of progress between Russia and Ukraine on ending the conflict soon.
But in the end, I think we all want the same thing. I think from the U.S. perspective, we've spent 3 years, billions of dollars supporting the Ukrainian side. But now we've reached a point where we have other things we have to focus on. We're prepared to be engaged in this.
An MEP has warned that the Donegal Gaeltacht will die if more planning permission is not granted. Cynthia Ní Murhu says native Irish speakers are being pushed out of Gaeltacht areas because planning permission to build on family land is being refused. She says encouraging more people who are committed to speaking Irish on a daily basis to build homes in Irish-speaking areas would help strengthen the language into the future. The Ireland South MEP says the local needs criteria should be expanded in Gaeltacht areas to include language.
I want the guidelines with regards to planning to allow local authorities to widen the scope of their planning approvals to include fluent Irish speakers in the same category as having a, inverted commas, quote, local needs requirement. So I think your listeners and indeed yourself would be familiar with the phrase local needs, and it's something that has to be interpreted by the local authority planners when they're coming to a decision, or indeed if it goes on appeal to a board planola, it has to be looked at too. But local needs, I am saying very clearly, I want those guidelines to include the requirement for fluent Irish speakers to remain in the Gaeltacht, because it's a necessity. If they can't stay in the Gaeltacht, or if they can't come to the Gaeltacht, buy a house, build a house, get a place to live and raise their children, if they're going to have children, Tríghaeilge, we are going to see more of that decline that I spoke about amongst the level of people speaking Irish in the Gaeltacht.
The lack of investment in water infrastructure in Donegal is facing further criticism. It's after a large burst in Crawley earlier today ahead of a local festival set to kick off tonight. Ishgarin has now completed repair works. Residents, however, are advised that it could be some time before water is restored to all areas. Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Aspach has hit out, saying it's unacceptable that people are still being left without water for days.
There's a huge focus coming from Corlicombe-Donegal on tourism, and I welcome that. But here we are now, a community coming together, trying to bring something to an area that hasn't had for a long time, and now we're out of water on the opening day of Féile, Crawley and Shaw, Canton and Rossa.
For people to come and to have an experience of not having water, you're really running the risk of them not wanting to come back.
Well, one of the problems here is, like, as I spoke to one of the people in the community, like, that they're letting out their home for the weekend, making sure there's bed nights available, and unfortunately that they're left without water for the last day or two. Can't get a shower, can't get enough water for cooking, and it's nowhere near good enough. We have loads of people coming over this weekend, travelling far and wild. We have local bands, marching bands coming from Door. We have Thomas McSimney at the Shawlu, Féile Shaw North. We have so much time invested into this major big festival that we haven't had in a long time, and here we are right within walking distance of where Féile Crawley is taking place, that we have a major, major burst.
The man accused of killing United Healthcare and Letterkenny-based company Optum boss Brian Thompson in New York has been indicted on a federal murder charge. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione is suspected of shooting the insurance chief executive outside a hotel in December. The charge, returned by a grand jury in federal court, is a necessary step for prosecutors to seek the death penalty. Mangione has pleaded not guilty. The announcement that the North's Department of the Economy has assumed responsibility for funding the City of Derry Airport has been widely welcomed. The department will now provide annual operating funding of up to £3 million for the airport. The responsibility previously fell to Derry City and Strabane District Council to fund the facility. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says he's hopeful the move will secure the future of the airport while freeing up council resources to invest in facilities and projects across the region. City of Derry Airport Managing Director Steve Fraser, meanwhile, hopes the news will attract additional airlines to the airport.
It's fantastic news, not only for the airport, but for the council and the council's ratepayers and everyone right across the northwest of Ireland. It's, very good news.
And what does this mean now for the future of City of Derry Airport?
Well, at least for the next 4 years where the funding's been confirmed, this means that we don't have to keep looking over our shoulder every year wondering if the council has a dilemma whether they can afford to support the airport or not. This gives us some security for the next 4 years, and it allows us to do the J job of building the routes and building the customer base.
And do you think that this will attract more airlines to come to the airport?
Yeah, it'll certainly help. I think I've been contacted many times in the last few years about airlines, and they say they read some negative press about whether the airport will be funded or not. They won't have that question now, and they'll be entering the airport with some security that any routes that they plan will be there in the future.
Meanwhile, the North West is set for a significant surge in cruise tourism this year. Foyle Port has predicted that cruise calls in the region are set to increase by 21%. In addition, Sinbad Marine Services revealed earlier this month that 24 cruise ships are set to visit Killybegs this summer, bringing with them 20,000 passengers and 10,000 crew members. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
17 cruise liners are set to dock at Foyle Port in Derry between May and September this year. Captain Bill McCann, Foyle Port Harbour Master and Operations Director, say they expect to welcome over 5,000 passengers this season, along with 3,700 crew members. Foyle Port estimates the arrival of the cruise liners will generate over £500,000 for the region in 2025. Captain McCann says the feedback they've received highlighted a particular interest in the port's strategic location, allowing visitors to experience both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in one day. Louise Denver, cruise marketing executive at Foyle Port, says Foyle Port serves as a gateway to some of Ireland's most breathtaking natural landscapes, including the Wild Atlantic Way in Donegal.
£170,000 worth of drugs have been seized in County Tyrone. The major cannabis haul was discovered in the Trillig area yesterday, along with €10,000 in cash. Two men, aged 19 and 24, have since been charged with a number of offences, including possession of a Class B drug and intent to supply, cultivating cannabis and possessing criminal property. They are due to appear before Dungannon Magistrates Court tomorrow. The head of one of the largest tourism groups in the country is welcoming new regulations published yesterday governing short-term lets. The rules due to come into effect next year will create a register of all short-term accommodation and are designed to free up housing in areas with a population of over 10,000 people. It could result in fines of millions of euro for platforms like Airbnb and Booking.com. Seamus Heaney from Visit Cork outlines how the register will work.
It's really about striking the right balance between protecting the long-term housing needs for locals as well as ensuring that tourism continues to thrive in a way that's sustainable and well-regulated. It's going to be managed by Fáil Ireland, and that will allow the body to monitor the online platform, just ensure the property is complying with council regulation as well as Tourism Act regulation.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll begin with Gaelic games, and Donegal manager Jim McGuinness has made one change to his side for Sunday's Ulster Senior Football Championship clash in Clonus. Naomh Connell's Jack McKelvey comes in for the injured Keelan McGonigal. Michael Murphy and Patrick McBrearty both start, while Michael Langan, Oisin Gallen and Jason McGee are named in the 26-man squad for the quarter-final. Gabriel Bannigan has named his Monaghan side, which shows one change from the starting team that defeated Roscommon in the Division 2 league final at Croke Park. Jack McCarron is listed to start, with Ryan McInnesby among the substitutes. Well, kick-out strategy could be an important feature of the match. Here's the thoughts of 2012 All-Ireland winning Donegal goalkeeper Paul Durkin.
It'll be interesting to see how much Donegal, will they decide to push hard on Began, or will Monaghan push hard on Sean? Because, yeah, they're both exceptional at picking out the pockets. I think the breaks too, you know, you can see the signals a lot of the time that the defenders are already reacting. They know it's going long. And when those guys go long, there's massive distance and... Yeah, and also you can see that they're getting well set up defensively on their own kick-out. So there is that cautiousness to both teams. But, no, I think it'll be an interesting one to see how hard the other teams press each other, you know, and that'll be a key battle. But, yeah, they're both exceptional keepers, you know, and I think Sean showed how good he is against Derry, and fingers crossed it's a dry ball, a nice day for it, and it'll even make it even better, you know.
So, Paul Durkin's thoughts on how Rory Began and Sean Patton will be key players in the contest. Well, Oisin Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne will have full live match commentary on Sunday from St. Tiernan's Park in Clonus, a 1:30 start for our listeners here on Highland Radio. Now, this evening in the Donegal Hurling League, four games are penciled in for decisions. Satanta play McCool's, St Junan's meet Buncrana, it's Burt against Airua, Ballyshannon, they're all at 7:30, and at 8 o'clock Carndonna at home to Dunloe. The Donegal senior hurlers are in Christy Ring Cup action tomorrow against Wicklow at O'Donnell Park. That game has a 2 o'clock start, and prior to that at 12 noon, Donegal and Monaghan in the Ulster Minor Football Championship round 1, that curtain raiser at O'Donnell Park. Now on to soccer, and in the SSE Airtricity League, Finn Harps host Kerry in Division 1 this evening, hoping to extend their unbeaten run to 5 games. And then they have Dundalk to look forward to away on Easter Monday. A win for Harps, coupled with other results going their way, could put them into the top half of the table. Well, speaking to Oisín Kelly, a former Harps player, Joe Boyle, said that getting into one of the playoff positions now would certainly be a big bonus.
I think Harps' target this year has got to be getting enough points to get into them, hanging in around them playoff positions, going into that last run of games that they're in that position. So what you don't want to do is get cut adrift. And again, 3 points against Kerry would be a big, big, big performance for them, and an important result, because you leapfrog Kerry. You know, if Kerry managed to get the win, then they're 4 points clear. If you get that, you're 2 points clear of them, and that's a big, big positive. You know, you're putting down a marker against a team who's in that mid section of the table against you, so that victory is going to be very important.
And Dermot Doherty will have updates from Finn Park this evening, where the kickoff is 7:45. In the same division, leaders Dundalk travel to Treaty United. Athlone Town host Wexford. Bray Wanderers meet Longford Town, and Cove are at home to UCD. In the Premier Division, the big game is between leaders Drogheda United and champions Shelburne. Shamrock Rovers make the short trip to Richmond Park to play St Patrick's Athletic. Derry City are away to Galway United. Waterford meet Sligo Rovers, and Bohemians are at home to Cork City. In the Irish League Premiership, Larne meet Linfield tonight, and Cross Channel. In the English Championship, there's a full series of games. Meanwhile, League One side Barnsley have appointed former Republic of Ireland international Conor Horahan as their new head coach. In local soccer this evening, champions Letterkenny Rovers take on Gwydor Celtic in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division of the Donegal League. Sea Rovers take on Cockhill Colts in the Inish Grass Shield semi-final. While also in Inishowen in the HML Division 1, Glengad United host Carn Youth, and in the Inishowen Engineering Division 2A, Cockhill Reserves meet Clonmany Reserves. On to motorsport, and Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin in a Citroën C3 Rally 2 lead the Circuit of Ireland after today's first stage, near Dungannon in difficult wet conditions. One more stage this afternoon, and then there are 9 tomorrow. The leaders have a 9.2 second advantage over Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in a Skoda Fabia RX Rally 2, while James Ford and Neil Shanks are in third in another Citroën, just 0.1 second off second. The top seeds, Welsh driver Matt Edwards and Cork co-driver David Moynihan, are fourth, 11.7 seconds off the lead. Declan Boyle leads the Donegal Challenge in sixth. Kevin Eaves is eighth. David Kelly is 10th. And Michael Boyle is 11th, while Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy lost a lot of time on the first stage. And the sixth seeds are 15th overall. In golf, Connor Purcell is through to the weekend at the DP World Tour's Volvo China Open. The Port Marnock golfer carded a second round of 70 this morning. And Shane Lowry is 3 under par heading into his second round at the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. Justin Thomas leads the way on 10 under. In boxing, the national championships for boys and girls from 11 to 13 gets underway at the National Stadium in Dublin on Easter Monday, with a number of Donegal and Ulster champions taking part. On the first day, namely Enya Logue of Annagree, Shea Devlin of St Bridget's, and Pierce McKinney of Letterkenny Amateur Boxing Club. Finally, in cricket, Ireland are batting in their final Women's World Cup qualifier against Scotland in Lahore. A short time ago, the Irish had 194 runs with 6 wickets remaining. Earlier, Scotland set a target of 268 runs for 7 wickets after 50 overs. And that, Michaela, is your Good Friday sport.
Thanks, Chris. For weather now, continuing wet and breezy this evening with further outbreaks of rain. Wet tonight with rain and drizzle and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, a major power outage has been affecting parts of Letterkenny today. At its peak around lunchtime, 1,000 properties across the town were without power. There are renewed calls for mental health supports to be put in place to support defective block homeowners. It follows recent research published by Ulster University, which laid bare the stark impact the crisis is having on affected homeowners. An MEP has warned that the Donegal Gaeltacht will die if more planning permission is not granted. Cynthia Niemur, who says native Irish speakers are being pushed out of Gaeltacht areas because planning permission to build on family land is being refused. And the announcement that the North's Department of the Economy has assumed responsibility for funding the City of Derry Airport has been widely welcomed. The department will now provide annual operating funding of up to £3 million for the airport. The responsibility previously fell to Derry City and Strabane District Council to fund the facility. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Chamber Mahas of Colin Ferreter and Shall in the Prieve Skelty. Fogriu, Burchery, Comortish, Nash, and Toglor Nigel and Ye. Is the Kostia Farber, her Karen Toher, as Conde Gara, a Winion Kedach, the Kostia Farber, her Roy, as an Unadnif Padrig Dor, a Glacu and Darna Ach. Snaranogi and Oige, and Tejahis, Takiokti, Pobble, August Falanya, August Ranog Nigeltakta, V and Bua, Egan Ya Kostia Shin Komai, August Sir. Ranog takiokti pobulagus folanya, vi ahantas toga de kostia farber ha krok folla, le gradam and priv gradam, eg dol da leanra lechikenen and ranog lorch negeliga. Esid arahori and komortish, na an run negeltakta, agus ta takiokt lanuna toka da nadushina glor negel, eg forest negeliga komai. Ta ahas ar fáras na Gaeliga a ógurt gúl scéim na féilte ar oscail tionis le hei iratis. Da déni a teg agru féilte idir a céad le da mi mehedh agus a céad le as trochog da mi den dolog den vlín seo. Agus an sprach data a ta on le hei iratis na an cathu le jeg da mi valtanya ga hólas ag fáras na Gaeliga bonkai í. Falsi ú fósta an tró stratisha fáras na Gaeliga an chaktan seo. Ta se jiriha a chera chosport ar chomas, úsaj, stadas agus jarki, agus rilahas agriachtúl sin na chospori a ta anyam niha leis an tro strathishas ta gaholas ag forest na Gaeliga bonka I chomai. Agus fógriu fasta gurwyn an togra ecopals o phobosgolgi dór. Crave Nashun to a clar na golachti udaris na geltacht a fi hifias a quig. Jenny an urin vuachach anadiocht harkion na herin a comortus urapa colacht na bliana junior achievement fi hifias a quig. A ractal har san athin and greg and me ul. Is gro liapaha patty a ta don mai don chimpalacht a an chonskadal ecopause. A one Nadalti, Danielle Niari, Fia Nigala Hall, Brianna Niari, August Molly Nigala Hall, Fi Froor, a Wuntora, Emer Niglin, August Coarjahus, Lofa Illig. Shin Mahodja Illigolier, Slan, August. Bannock.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, April the 18th. The death has taken place of John Barrett, 80, Meadowbank Park, Letterkenny, formerly Gary Gort Rathmullen, reposing at his late residence until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 o'clock, concluding with rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Funeral from there on Easter Sunday, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 2 o'clock funeral mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in the family plot in St Joseph's Cemetery, Rathmullen. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Flowers welcome or donations if wished to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sarah Doherty, Clia Clamani. Sarah's remains are reposing at Joe and Hannah Tolan's residence, Clia Clamani. Fiona leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clamani, for funeral service at 10:30, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Clamani community first responders, care of any family member or Comsky funeral directors. Funeral service can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Roisin Ruddy, 8 Millbrae Meadows, Carndonagh. Roisin's remains will repose at her home, 8 Millbrae Meadows, Carndonagh, tomorrow. The house is private to family and close friends only. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for funeral service in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, at 1:00, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv. Family Flowers Only, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Thomas Borland, Red Bray, Rathmullen. House strictly private at the request of the deceased. Private cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Service of Thanksgiving tomorrow morning at 11:00 in Rathmullen Presbyterian Church. The death has taken place of Jewel Rolston, Nate Kelly, 12 O'Nolan Park, Strabane, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for funeral service in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:00, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight. The funeral service can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Eddie Freel, Harbourview Drive, Killybegs, County Donegal. Reposing at McBurty's funeral home, Killybegs, until 8:00 tonight and again tomorrow from 4:00 to 8:00. Removal on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 2:00 funeral mass. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.